USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Opening the Senate on Friday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says congressional leadership is making significant headway with negotiations for another coronavirus relief package.
Democratic leaders, Speaker Pelosi, Leader McCarthy, and I have been working around the clock for several days now. The talks remain productive.
McConnell saying once again the Senate will not break for holiday recess until they get something done. Surgeon General Jerome Adams is urging communities of color to get vaccinated. Adams, who is black, pointed out that minorities have been treated poorly in previous medical studies. He was vaccinated Friday morning. An FDA advisory committee gave its approval to a second COVID-19 vaccine last night. The agency is expected to approve the Moderna vaccine for emergency use soon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV is exploding, and everyone's talking about it. Now, a survey finds that 30 million Americans are watching Newsmax TV all the time. Millions are turning off Fox, and President Trump says he loves Newsmax. So watch it, and make sure you vote in Newsmax's national poll asking about President Trump conceding the election. It takes a minute. Just text the word NORTH to 39747 and vote instantly. President Trump wants to know your opinion, so text NORTH to 39747. And vote instantly in Newsmax's poll. Plus, watch Newsmax TV with great shows including Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, and more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your guide or tell your cable operator you want Newsmax like everyone else. Watch Newsmax TV today and vote in their big poll on Trump. Text NORTH to 39747 and let your voice be heard.
Vice President Mike Pence is vaccinated against the coronavirus.
I didn't feel a thing. Well done, and we appreciate your service to the country.
The Vice President, his wife Karen, and Surgeon General Jerome Adams were vaccinated on Friday. The Vice President, his wife Karen, and Surgeon General Jerome Adams were vaccinated Friday morning to help encourage Americans to get the vaccine when it's available. After receiving the vaccine, Pence saying,
"But today, Karen and I wanted to step forward and take this vaccine to assure the American people that while we cut red tape, we cut no corners."
The Supreme Court is dismissing a challenge to President Trump's plan for the U.S. Census, which tried to exclude illegal immigrants from the population count. The High Court ruled in a 6-3 vote to dismiss the challenge, citing it simply too soon to know how that policy would be enforced, although the decision is not a final ruling. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republican Senator Mike Lee blocked bipartisan legislation that would have established national museums dedicated to the histories of Latino Americans and American women. The senator from Utah has been taking a lot of heat for blocking both museums. He explains on Fox and Friends why he's against them.
Yeah, look, right now, when Americans are divided and suffering as much as they are, the very last thing we want to do is further divide Americans and start to have them see themselves in separate historical silos. Look, we've already got 19 Smithsonian museums. Some of them are visited frequently when we're not in a global pandemic. Others, far less so. Others have visitors that can be measured in the low single-digit thousands a year. I don't understand why we need to tell the American history story in separate but equal silos. So look, if the story of Latino Americans is not being told accurately or fairly, let's tell it in the American History Museum. If it's not big enough, let's expand that museum. But I see no reason why we should create more sections of, as Theodore Roosevelt would have described, hyphenated Americans. That's not who we are.
That massive winter storm that hammered the East Coast this week is blamed for at least 7 deaths, the storm dropping several feet of snow in parts of New York and Pennsylvania. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.